This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan is holding a meeting with Chief Secretaries of States on the Civil Defence mock drill to be conducted tomorrow. DG Civil Defence, DG National Disaster Response Force and other senior officials are attending the meeting at the Home Ministry office in the national capital. Yesterday, the centre had asked the states and union territories to conduct mock drills to evaluate civil defence preparedness. The Home Ministry decided to organise civil defence exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level, a report.
This exercise aims to assess and enhance the readiness of civil defense mechanisms across all states and union territories. Its primary objective is to assess the effectiveness of air raid warning systems, operationalization of hotline or radio communication links with the Indian Air Force, as well as to test the functionality of control rooms. The exercise also includes training of civilians and students on the civil defense aspects to protect themselves in the event of hostile attack, besides the provision of crash blackout measures, provision for early camouflaging of vital installation and update of the evacuation plan and its rehearsal are also included in the mock drill. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Leading global airlines including Air France and Lufthansa have stopped flying over Pakistani airspace to ensure the safety of their flights. German airline Lufthansa said in a statement that its aircraft are avoiding Pakistani airspace until further notice. The flight tracking data showed that flights operated by British Airways, Swiss International Airlines and the Emirates have been turning away from Pakistani airspace, opting for longer routes to reach their destinations. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said the Pakistan Army resorted to unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control opposite Kupwara, Baramulla, Poonch, Rajouri, Mendhar, Nowshera, Sundarbani and Akhnoor in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian troops responded promptly and proportionately. There are no reports of any casualties. Punjab police and central agencies have recovered a large cache of arms and ammunition in a joint operation. Punjab Director General of Police Gaurav Yadav said in a social media post that the state special operations cell Amritsar, along with the central agency, recovered the weapons from a forested area near Tibba Nangal Kular Road in SBS Nagar. The cache includes rocket propellers, improvised explosive devices, and hand grenades. The DGP called it a major breakthrough against cross-border terrorism. He said preliminary investigation indicates a coordinated attempt by Pakistan's ISI and allied terror outfits to revive sleeper cells in Punjab. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said there is a strong global demand for talent and India is well positioned to meet it. Speaking at the launch of Global Access to Talent from India, Gati, in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said there must be more focus on opportunities abroad due to the emergence of a global workplace and workforce driven by demographic shifts, new technology demands, cultural and work ethic compatibility, and the emphasis on trust and resilience.
My short point is that there is a demand in the world, an availability in India, and the basic groundwork done to enable Indian talent to gain global access is there. Now, how well they do that and what will be the scale, I think that is up to us.
The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses in forenoon trade today, dragged by realty, PSU Bank as well as oil and gas sectors. The 30-share BSE Sensex slipped 262 points to 80,535 and the NSE Nifty 50 declined 96 points to 24,366 when reports last came in. On the third day of the Khelo India Youth Games, fate of medals will be decided in several events today. In Patna, qualifying teams will contest for the gold in Sepak Takraw. And with that, we end this news bulletin.